Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Ki Tetzeh, Applications of Loving Your Neighbor. We know that in Parshat Kedoshim, it says, "V'avtal recha kamocha," you should love your neighbor as yourself. And here in Parshat Ki Tetzeh, a similar Parsha, chock full of mitzvot and commandments, I believe we have here are many applications of the idea of loving your neighbor as yourself. And whereas loving your neighbor may most apply to people within your own community, but here in the Parsha, the love extends even beyond our own community. The first story is the story of a man who takes a woman captive. We know that when men go out to war, very often bad things happen. Women are exploited. The Torah says, Let this woman that you took, let her cry and mourn for her parents for a month. And then, and only then, may you take her as a wife. And the Yosef B'choshor says, you're going to enjoy yourself with this woman while she's crying? No way. You have to be sensitive even to the captive Gentile woman who comes into your midst, albeit with conversion, but you have to show love and compassion and understanding to her as well. Lo talin yivlatol eitz. We can't just say we love our neighbor as ourselves, but even if you have to kill the person because there's a death penalty, he did something wrong, maybe he killed someone else, and you hang him under certain circumstances in Jewish law, the body is hung, but don't leave the body hung on the tree, because it's the image of God. You love your neighbor, you can't see a human being hung on a tree, even though it was common in those days. And then, you love your neighbor, do something about it. Return lost objects. Help him if Hakim Takim Imo, if the animal is overburdened, help him out. Shalech Chalach Ta'em, even the bird, who certainly doesn't fall into the category of love your neighbor, but we have to have mercy. And one interpretation is that we should send away the mother bird so the mother bird shouldn't see the baby being taken. There is mercy even there. We don't plow with mixed animals. You can't plow with a donkey and an ox together. Why not? One idea, that Zakenim with a Tosfot say, well, the ox chews its cud, so he's got something to eat. The donkey doesn't chew its cud. There's nothing in its mouth, so it feels jealous. It feels bad. We don't want that. Or the Chizkuni simply, he's not as strong. The ox is much stronger. The donkey is suffering. Rachma v'chol masav. God has mercy on all creatures. We don't just say that God is merciful. There's an application to it. Here in this parsha, we have applications to these amorphous kind of ideas. As Rambam says, what does it mean to love your neighbor? Rambam explains it. L'saper b'shvacho. We have to tell praises of our neighbor. We have to say, hey, that guy's a great guy. And v'lachos al mano. We have to have mercy, to be kind, to think, be considerate about their property. His donkey is overloaded. I've got to help him out. He lost something. I've got to find it for him. And we have to consider their feelings. We have several applications of the idea of embarrassing someone. The rabbis say that if you embarrass someone, it's like killing them. But the parsha itself says that if a woman decides in a fight she's going to embarrass the man by touching him where it hurts, she has to pay bosha. She has to pay for that. You don't embarrass people like that. Bachutz ta'amod, if you're taking an assurity, taking a collateral from someone, don't go in their house. You're a rich guy, you have enough money to lend to others, you're going to go in there and see how impoverished they are? Don't do that to them. Don't embarrass people. It's part of loving your neighbor as yourself. Here, it's not some abstract concept, love your neighbor as yourself. Here we have applications of these broad concepts. Biomoti ten tcharo. He says, pay your workers that day. Don't wait till the next day. He kills himself for the work. He's looking forward to that paycheck. Don't make him wait till Monday to get the paycheck. Or very simply with your own wife. What could be a greater application of loving your neighbor as yourself than your own wife, as the Gemara in Kiddushin says? And what does it say? It's your job. When you get married, you say, well, I don't know if I'm happy with this particular wife. I don't know if I want a different wife. Who cares what you want? You marry this woman, she's looking to you, you're the one that whole life revolves around you. Are you making her happy? That's the only question that's important. You have to make her happy. These are applications of love your neighbor as yourself. This parsha is the details. You look at it, you say, well, this is the Torah, donkeys and oxen and people, rapists, and what's going on? What kind of bathrooms? What kind of parsha is this? And the answer is the parsha is about application of the lofty concepts. It's very nice in Leviticus 19, Parshat Kedoshim, you know, love your neighbor as yourself. That's a very nice general concept. How do you apply it to your worker? How do you apply it to your donkey? How do you apply it to your wife? How do you apply it to the bird? How do you apply it to your friend when you're talking about them? How do you apply it in not embarrassing someone? How do you apply it to this woman who you're taking captive and is going to be your wife, but she's crying for her change of community? You took her out of her whole milieu and she's never going to see them again. How do you understand her feelings? This parsha is about appreciating the feelings of others. What's beautiful about Torah and about halacha is we don't just talk in generality, love your neighbor as yourself. Talmud mentions love your neighbor as yourself just a few times. But many halachos, many laws, many mitzvot are related to this concept. They're applications of, it's a yisum, it's a application that they're bringing down to earth. These lofty concepts, we bring them down to earth. That's how we have to live our lives. We have Tal Recha Kamocha as we approach the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, this month of Elul, to ask ourselves, are we sufficiently sensitive to those around us? Our workers, our friends, our spouses, do we appreciate them? Do we show them love? Do we care about their feelings and how they're feeling that day? Do we care about their bullshit, about their embarrassment and what it's like to be in their shoes? This is what it means to love your neighbor as yourself. But in the Torah, it's not about those lofty one-liners. It's about the application. It's about the details. It's about the knit and the nitty and the gritty. It's about getting down to where is the real application of loving your neighbor as yourself. Our parsha has many applications for it. And this is the real living of Torah way, the way of the Torah, which is all chesed, all kindness. When we take these lofty applications of ideas such as kindness, and we apply them to every realm of our lives. Thank you for joining here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lemeth Congregation. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha and various holidays. Thank you.